Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 189 for Thursday, December 17th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Thursday morning, once again following losses in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2.60 to $2.90 lower, with the January contract checking in at $470.10 per ton, while the March contract checked in at $479.20 a ton. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both lower, which weighed down the market. Crop conditions in South America are looking relatively favorable right now, although a few areas could use some more rain. Argentina appears as though it's preparing to unload more soybeans onto the market. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Crude oil is stronger, which could spill over to canola. Commercial interest in canola continues to prop up the market, and some analysts speculate China is hunting for bargains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 6 to 7 cents weaker. The January contract checked in at $8.56 a bushel. Futures fell after word broke that Argentina's new government planned to lift currency controls and devalue the peso. As a result, farmers in the country are expected to ramp up shipments in the near future. On the flip side of the coin, a stronger U.S. dollar is making it hard for U.S. exporters to find buyers for U.S. soybeans. Corn was 3 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $3.65 per bushel. The higher dollar was also weighing down corn. The market has broken through some key support levels, and more selling could occur. Cheap corn from South America is also making it very tough for U.S. exporters. U.S. wheat was 8 to 9 cents lower, with the March contract coming in at $4.74 a bushel. Bearish technical signals prompted more selling of U.S. wheat futures. Argentina's decision to lift currency controls so quickly in the country helped sink price ideas for U.S. wheat. And cheap supplies from the Black Sea region are also dragging down the U.S. wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 17th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.